Our next Policy in a Pint is coming up this Monday, and this month's topic is particularly interesting, I think, certainly one that a lot of people are going to be into if you A, love music and art, and B, just appreciate this great community that we live in. What is the connection between having an awesome arts scene and having a thriving economy? And how do the arts make a city not just cool, but also help it compete and grow? So we've got some really cool guests lined up, including Gulgun Kayam from the city of Minneapolis, Laura Zabel from Springboard for the Arts. And this gentleman, Peter Leggett, is not only the drummer for High Respects, he's also played with Mason Jennings and POS and Atmosphere, but he is the executive director of the Walker West Music Academy and chairman of the City of St. Paul Cultural Star Board. Peter, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. So real quick, what is the St. Paul Cultural Star Board, first of all?
Yeah, so the St. Paul Cultural Star Board is a city group that includes a number of arts administrators and leaders, and we meet twice a year and allocate a percentage of city tax dollars to arts and culture projects focused on the downtown core of St. Paul, but then also a portion of those funds go to the broader St. Paul community.
And there's certainly been an awful lot of discussion about growing the downtown cultural core of St. Paul in years as of late. I mean, starting with Lower Town and now with all this discussion of the Palace Theater, you know, will that happen and how cool would that be and that kind of stuff. So, all right, first, I just want to start off by saying when we talk about the economy, it's usually in terms of manufacturing and jobs and education. How do arts and culture fit into the economy?
Yeah, well, I think what it really ties to is having communities of artists, because I think we see that when artists go into corridors or communities that maybe are in need of a revitalization, that we see that the investment that they can bring both from their own community of resources that they kind of invest in, and then also from the broader public that then goes and kind of experiences their art, that really can contribute to a lot of revitalization, both in just kind of street front enhancement, also making neighborhoods that families want to live in, and that also that kind of just drives a lot of economy of just kind of activity from a commercial standpoint. So I think we see the artists kind of have a really huge impact on making that possible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and we hear this kind of thing more and more all the time now about, you know, creative placemaking and stuff. And then there was this article that came out, I think it was just last week, that was like a study that talked about how, you know, the arts and culture contribute $500 billion to the U.S.
Yeah, it was
economy,
the national
like
survey.
That.
Yeah.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right, so let's go ahead and accept that premise, that the arts simply make a positive impact on the economic health of a community. How does a community cultivate an arts scene? I mean, don't they just sort of happen, or are there actual things that a city can do to help, you know, make it grow?
I think there's a lot of things that civic groups can do, and I think a lot of things that the private sector can do also. I think, you know, it's more than just having kind of artists kind of show up in a neighborhood or a community or frequent venues or clubs or studios. I think it takes kind of a multifaceted approach where you, of course, need the core of artists, but then you also need private foundations and public groups to be able to kind of recognize that there are select organizations, there are select artists that you really want to help support so that they can make a living out of their art and they can continue to thrive. So I think, you know, whether that's grant making or that's patronage towards a lot of these artists and groups, I think it takes the whole community to really help cultivate a really healthy scene. And I think that that's what you see in the Twin Cities and in St. Paul with things like the Cultural Star program. And also when you see Mayor Chris Coleman really making a priority of live music and entertainment,
right.
I think that you can really see that impact during his mayorship.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff that happens in Mears Park, you know, the Concrete and Grass Festival and all that. So we're always talking about attracting top talent to our cities. In fact, we've done previous Policy in a Pint on this, you know, attracting top people, retaining them, and then asking the question, how do we do that? Do we have evidence that the creative talent that you want to attract simply moves to a city because it has a great music scene, for example, as opposed to, you know, ranking the, like, number of jobs ahead of that, you know?
Yeah.
Do we have evidence that says that?
You know, I'm not familiar with specific research about that, but I think that you can kind of see it, you know, based on number of venues, number of galleries. I mean, I think that if you looked at the way that the Twin Cities art and culture scene has really blossomed over the last 20 or 25 years, I think that you can kind of anecdotally see that, again, in terms of the number of groups that are coming out of here that are making more of a national and international footprint, and just a lot of organizations that have a spread far beyond the reaches of this community.
So what would be, like, your vision of the vibrant urban center for the Twin Cities. How does that look different from where the cities are now?
Yeah, so I think it looks like a continued expansion of a lot of the same strategies that we see being implemented right now. I mean, I think that we have a very healthy and robust kind of infrastructure for artists, for nonprofit organizations, and for the public to kind of experience that work. So I think, you know, we want to continue to see a lot of development for emerging artists. Mm-hmm. That means grant opportunities. That means new venues for people to create and share new work. And, you know, just being able to continue to have leadership in kind of all the different sectors to continue to make that a priority. And I think you can kind of see that impact. You know, even some of the musical experiences that I've had with High Respects coming out of St. Paul Central High School, mm-hmm. that group started because it's my understanding that a group of administrators went down to Houston, Texas to look at a new approach to arts education that was more focused on contemporary music and less focused on kind of classical
right.
band music.
Right.
And it's my understanding that they took that model and kind of brought it up here to St. Paul Central High School.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah,
that was
the
inception of High Respects.
That group and then Mint Condition, also several of those members went to Central also
right.
and kind of came out of that Courting Arts program. And
yeah.
So I think that's a great example of how
that's a fantastic
policymakers
example. Yeah.
made a decision and tried something new
right.
in an urban setting. And,
yeah.
You know, it kind of blossomed several groups that are now still making music.
Well, we're going to talk about the way that the arts has an impact on making a city awesome, making it economically healthy, vibrant, competitive, all these sorts of things. Again, our guests are going to include Mr. Leggett and also Laura Zabel from the Springboard for the Arts and Gulgun Kayum from the City of Minneapolis. And it's Monday night, Policy in a Pint. I am your humble host. It's going to be at the Varsity Theater at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30. All the information about Policy in a Pint is online at thecurrent.org. And we do hope to see you there. This is our sort of crowning program of the year. A whole bunch more coming in the next season. But this is a fun way to go out with a really, really cool topic. And Peter, thank you for being part of it. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Peter Leggett, who is not only drummer for High Respects out in public, but also behind the scenes executive director of the Walker West Music Academy and chairman of the City of St. Paul Cultural Star Board. It's 89.3 The Current. Let's play some High Respects.